Your thoughts, Vegas now, and what do you anticipate with the crowd? You guys have played here before. You had one game here so far this season. What are your thoughts when you come here and play the Vegas crowd? What are you expecting?
Yeah, we know they're a good crowd. We know they're loud and proud of their team. So, you know, we know it's going to be a tough building to play in, but, you know, it's we expect a good test. It's going to be a challenge, but we just got to focus on our game.
Get energy from the crowd in a visiting rink like you did in Nashville when you sort of sucked the life out of them by scoring a goal. Like, can it work in your favor to be in a building that's as raucous as the Vegas building is?
I think the biggest thing for us is not to focus on you know, the things we can't control. You know, you can't control the crowd, you can't control the other team. All you can do is control what you're doing on the ice and what your team's doing, and you know, that's going to be our focus tomorrow.
Mark, you came oh so close to opening the scoring in the first minute last night. When something like that happens, do you spend much time thinking about what could have been or what might have happened?
No, that's the way hockey is. You know, it's a game of inches, and you know, that's just the way the game goes.
What do you think changed for your team? Because you seem like you guys came out of the gate flying, just like you had in game one, and then there was a point in that first period where it seemed like it really shifted for a while.
Yeah, you know, we went through a few minutes where we weren't playing our game. We let them dictate the game, but you know, that's what good teams are going to do. They're going to capitalize when you give them a chance. And you know, Vegas is a great team, and they're going to, you know, they showed it yesterday. You know, we gave them their chances, and they capitalized on them. And that's something we definitely have to change.
Do you think momentum does that exist in the postseason? Is that a thing that you can capitalize on or take away from Vegas?
You know, there's going to be, you know, you go through so much adversity in a game, you know, they get a chance, we get a chance. You know, you go off, you know, if the fans are loud, whatever it is, there's going to be ups and downs of a game. And it's just the teams that, you know, control it the best are the ones that are going to come up on top.
Mark, this series might feature two of the better lines in the NHL. So last night, obviously the Marchessault line managed to do some damage. What are the challenges that playing against a line like that pose, and what have you seen from them through two games?
Yeah, they're really good. You know, they have a lot of skill. You know, they're hard on pucks. They do everything. They play a solid 200-foot game, and you know, you got to be on your toes the entire time because they can make you pay at any given moment. And you know, for our team, we just have to you know, try to win that battle.
Your last two road games in Nashville, what stands out for you with how successful your club was on the road?
You know, we just focused on our game. You know, that was the biggest thing. We focused on what we could control. We focused on sticking to our strategy and our game plan, and we didn't worry about the crowd. We didn't worry about the other team. We just were worried about ourselves.
What did you learn about their decor, Mark, in the first couple games, and maybe specifically going up against Schmidt and McNabb?
Yeah, they're good. You know, you don't make it this far on luck. You know, they're a great team. They have solid players up and down their lineup. Obviously, an unbelievable goaltender in net, and you know, you have to be at your best to beat them. So, you know, that decor is solid. They move the puck well. They move their feet well, and you know, you gotta grind them for a full 60 minutes to get the best of them.
There's been talk of teams coming here to Vegas partying the night before a game. Early bedtime tonight. What do you think?
Obviously,
not going to any shows. But yes.
Yeah. You know.
But you guys aren't doing anything like that. Just focusing 100% on hockey.
Yeah, it's playoffs. You know, you gotta put your nose to the grindstone. It's all about resting and recovering, and you know, that's our focus. You know, each and every day here.